And of course, a little program note, we will have a live program for you on Thanksgiving night. I hope you're part of that. Linda Moulton Howe will be on tomorrow, by the way. Normally she's on that Thursday, but she's going to be spending some time with family, so we've moved her up. She'll be on tomorrow. Our JFK special will be Wednesday night. And then our Thanksgiving show will be on Thursday, obviously. So after you've had your moment with your friends and family, or if you're just by yourself, join us on Coast to Coast and we'll have some fun doing what we do on the holidays. We're going to be back in a moment with more Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're going to have some open lines right now. There is a connection problem with Joe Dispenza, who is going to be talking with about mind over matter. And he has disappeared. We can't find him right now, but we're going to work on that. So let's go to open lines. You've got the numbers, and we will talk about events that are happening all over the place. But I got to tell you, one of the strangest things is precognitive. It's just absolutely unbelievable that the people who have this ability talk to people about things, and within 5 minutes later, the episode has occurred. Share some of those stories with us as well. I know producer Tom Danheiser's back in Los Angeles. I'm in the cave in St. Louis. Tom, precognitive issues have affected you a lot too, haven't they?
They have. I don't like to talk a lot about them, but yeah, they have in my life, and especially in about the last 9 months.
They just seem to crop up, though, don't they?
They come out of nowhere.
Do you concentrate on it at all?
No, I don't.
Well, it just happens. It happens to me a lot, too.
Yeah, I know it does. You talk about it a lot, and even off the air, you talk about it. So it really does.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an incredible gift when it happens, isn't it?
It really is. It absolutely is. And in fact, I think the gentleman on line 7 might know something about it.
All right, go check him out. Do what you have to do. And what we'll do until we get a hold of Joe Dispenza, who wanted to talk about mind over matter with his latest work. He's got a book out called Becoming Supernatural. We'll do some open lines here, and just about anything goes. Let me give you the numbers one more time. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller, 818-501-4721. The wild card line is 818-501-4109. The international line is 800-893-0903. And let us begin by going to the calls. Let's go to Kathy in Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine, Kath. How about you?
Good. Can I tell you a short story real quick?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. The other day here, I'm in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin. Anyway, my brother, he's a truck driver, and he got up out of bed 3:30 in the morning, and his arm really ached, you know? He thought, what the heck? Well, he went down. He's a semi-truck driver. It was about 3:30 in the morning. He got in a semi, and he drove down to Chicago, and his arm still really hurt bad, and he unloaded it, his semi. And then he thought, wow. And then he laid down in his sleeper and tried to get, you know, thinking, man, I got to stretch this out or something. Well, then he decided he was coming home. So he drove home with this hard pain in his arm, right straight to the hospital, and he was having a heart attack.
Oh, God.
And it was 120 miles from Chicago to home. And anyway, you know, somebody's out there, and you got a heart pain in your arm, that's it. I just think it might help some people, because heart attacks come in different ways, and it scared the crap out of me. And he had one artery totally plugged and one partially plugged. And they only put a stent in the one that was partially plugged. And I don't understand why they didn't take care of the one that's fully plugged. But anyway.
Well, you can't. You can't, Kath. When they're that plugged, you have to either do bypass or something even more radical. But stents won't work when it's that completely plugged. They can't bust through it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Right now, they're just making sure with blood thinners and stuff that, you know, his stent, because his body's going to reject it. this, you know, and attack it. So
yeah,
that
you got to be
make
careful. You all ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, everybody likes to eat.
that's the time to splurge one day.
Exactly.
And all right. Yeah. Thanks. And thanks for listening to Coast. Let's go next to Brandon in Pennsylvania. First time caller. Welcome to the program, Brandon.
How's it going tonight, George?
Great. Great. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm baking in Pennsylvania right now overnight. So getting everybody ready for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Super.
I know we were talking about Hitler last week, how they said he might have survived and made it down to South America.
Yes. Great story.
Oh yeah, yeah, interesting stuff. But I was wondering, like, what do you think of Osama bin Laden? Like, do you think there's a lot of controversy over that too? You know, I mean, I was wondering, like, what your thoughts are on whether or not he's still alive or.
I think we got him. I'm going to say I think we got him with a little reservation, and the reservation is they never showed the body to anybody.
That's what I'm talking about. It's kind of bizarre, you know. Not only didn't the SEAL team that captured him, quite a few of them pass away in a helicopter crash or something. They were saying
some of them did. There was a tragic crash. Not all of them, of course, but there was a tragedy where some of them had died too. But you know, my gut tells me we got him. But it is weird why we didn't show him. We should have.
Yeah, I think they said they did, like, what, a burial at sea?
Burial at sea, that's right, absolutely.
Yep.
Very strange.
Yeah, just another bizarre kind of a thing that, you know, has. I just thought was kind of similar to Hitler's, you know, passing.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what are you baking right now?
Oh, God, a lot of dinner rolls, pies, you name it, we're making it.
You're doing it for the family, or you're doing it at a business?
Oh, this is a business, yeah, I work in a supermarket overnight.
How many pies will you guys go through?
Oh my God! I got 5 racks just for today, and that's just the start. So, you know, we put probably 30 racks on a or 30 pies on a rack.
Oh my gosh!
So it's quite a few. Yeah, got pumpkin, coconut, egg, all that good stuff.
What's the favorite these days? Pumpkin?
Oh, it seems to be pumpkin. Yeah, pumpkin's selling pretty good, but after Thanksgiving, nobody will want it. So.
No, you know why? You're right about that. It's almost like a one season thing.
It really is. It really is. Yeah.
All right.
Usually when I'm here baking, I'm listening to Coast. So
that's perfect.
One other guy work with. So
makes your night go by smoothly, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Keeps everything interesting.
All right, Brandon.
Keeps your head screwed on.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend, and thanks for being part of the program, and all of you law enforcement folks. You guys have a great and gals. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You're out there all the time putting your life on the line. And many of you will be working on Thanksgiving. And, you know, I think traditionally what I do is make a phone call or two to some local law enforcement. And if there's any officers on duty and they got a little break to come on by for a little turkey dinner, and then I'm off and away off to get ready to do the show in the studio. Let's go to Mark, truck driving in Iowa. Welcome to the program. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, you talked about those booms at the beginning of the show. I live north of Columbia there in Missouri, and I forget what day it was last week. I was standing in the kitchen sink. I just let the dog out. All of a sudden, boom, it rocked my whole house. My dog come running up the yard to the back door, and my girlfriend's got a little cockatiel, and it flipped out. I called one of my neighbors up, and he goes, "Yeah, it rocked my whole house, too." I thought something exploded, like, because everybody, I'm out in the country, everybody's got propane tanks, those big tanks. I thought it was one of those, but everybody's house seemed to be standing. I don't know what it was.
And it's all over the world, apparently.
Yeah, but like I say, you know, we both said it wasn't a sonic boom, and I grew up out there in California, so I know what an earthquake feel like, and I don't know what it was.
Something's happening, to be sure. Mark, thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving. Next up, let's go out to Robert in Ohio, east of the Rockies. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Oh, George, how you doing?
I'm fine. Robert, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to wish you and your guests And the radio audience, a very happy Thanksgiving, a very Merry Christmas, and a very happy New Year.
That's very kind of you, Robert. You all set for Thanksgiving? What are you going to do?
Oh, well, really not much. Not really nothing.
Do you have family, or you're by yourself?
Well, I got family. I got a sister, Teresa.
Does she live out your way?
Yeah, she lives out in Caddis, Ohio.
All right. Well, you're going to join her for a little Thanksgiving?
Yeah, probably.
And then make sure you listen to the program. We'll be live that night.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
I will also want to say at the end of next month, on the 27th, I'll have 26 years on a dialysis machine, hemodialysis.
My God, 26 years?
26 years. And still healthy.
Now, do you have one functioning kidney and one not, or what's the situation?
I don't have any.
No? Now, are the kidneys there?
They're shut down.
They're shut down.
I was born with kidneys that weren't developed right. That's what the doctors told me.
When you were growing up as a kid, Robert, were you able to do the things that kids do? Could you go out and play and run and jump and stuff like that?
It was kind of a little bit rough on that because I would get tired too soon, and I was always anemic. I found that out. My blood was always low.
And so with dialysis, do you have the machine at home, or do you have to go in and get pumped?
I have to go to a unit.
Okay, so you go in.
It's over here in St. Clairsville.
How often do you have to go?
3 times a week, 4 hours on a machine.
4 hours, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
But you know what? It keeps you alive, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But you got to watch your diet, you know, watch your fluid, and especially your potassium.
If you haven't gone there yet, let's say you're supposed to go, but you haven't been there yet, do you start feeling strange or sick?
No, because I watch my diet real close. And
how old are you?
I'm 63 now.
Okay. Well, you take care of yourself, and that's smart.
Yeah, you too.
Have you ever thought of getting a kidney transplant?
I did have a kidney transplant back in 91. And it only lasted 3 weeks.
Oh.
And failed on me.
Oh. And who donated the kidney?
Huh?
Who donated the kidney?
I don't know. They never told me.
Okay. So somebody they had it. Okay.
It was a cadaver, yeah. But they ended up taking that transplanted one out because Ohio State told me it would be like a toothache if they left it in there.
Yeah, for the rest of your life. You didn't want that.
Yeah, no. So I still have the original ones, but they're all shriveled up.
All right. Well, you keep doing what you're doing because you're doing something right.
Yeah, I am. Yep.
All right, Robert. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's a fighter for you, isn't it? Let's go to Scott, truck driving in Kansas. Hey, Scotty. Go ahead.
Hey, George, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. You're going to be able to get home for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. It's a daily truck driver job, local, kind of. So last Monday or Tuesday, the first start when you do your news little snippets, you know?
Yep.
Had a story about the Homeland Security doing test down there in Oklahoma by the Kansas border.
Yes, a chemical test.
Yeah, it's going to be at an old Indian school called Chiloco, and it's right there, right on the border. Well, north of that place, about 3 miles, is the town where I live.
Are people still a little concerned?
Oh, yeah, they're protesting that. They don't really trust the government. they're beginning to think that the government's going to have toxic chemicals or whatever and maybe wipe out the town there.
Jesus. I don't think they will, but...
you never know. And also, Friday you had Howard Bloom on.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard much about Howard Bloom until I started listening to your show. And I didn't, and I really enjoyed him. I thought he was more than what I thought he, that I got a better opinion of him now than I did before that.
Oh, show. That's good. Yeah, he's a sharp guy, Scott.
Yeah, he is. And I wouldn't have believed he was 71 or 74 either.
And he was bedridden for years. He couldn't get out of bed.
I heard that. So I'm glad you had him on. He gave me a better opinion of him.
That's right. All right. Drive carefully and have a great Thanksgiving yourself. And again, a little program note, Linda Moulton Howe, we've moved her up. She's going to be on tomorrow. And we've got, she's ready to go. And for the first hour, Daryl Enka is going to join me as we're going to talk about his work as a UFO researcher. And then on Wednesday, it's our traditional JFK assassination program with some home run guests. Lamar Waldron joining us with his work, incredible work that he has done. Jerome Corsi's joining us. Russ Baker will be with us. And Mark Shaw joins us as well. And Paul DuBois will be with us. All of these are experts in various theories about JFK. I have my own now. I tend to believe what Lamar Waldron has written about, but we'll talk all about that. And then we've got our live Thanksgiving Day show. Mitch Horowitz is going to be joining us to talk about some paranormal things and strange things, and maybe a couple little surprises for you as well. So... I tell you what, we won't take a call now. I'll take one when we come back because we're almost at the break. But I do want to give you some other program notes. We have free apps available for you to download. If you've got a smartphone, our Coast to Coast app should be on it. Doesn't cost you anything. Just go to your app store, search for Coast to Coast AM. It'll pop up, grab it, and you'll have it. And it's just a neat way to be part of the program. When you're out and about, you can just look at it and get some information. Webmaster Lex Lonehood and Sean, they're doing great work all the time putting those things together. Do follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And you get great information every day about things that are going on there as well. So those of you on hold, just hang with us. We'll get back with you in a moment. We're going to continue with open lines tonight. I shall be back. And welcome back to Coast Open Lines when we come back. In a moment, Sonia Grace joins us when we come back. We're going to talk about some strange things and very spiritual things. Dr. Joe Dispenza, by the way, has his appearance booked on the 28th of November. So he won't be on tonight, but he thinks he'll be on then. So we'll have him scheduled for that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Hey, sometime in March, I'll have more information a little bit later on. Those of you in the greater Salt Lake City area, we are bringing our live stage show to you. And it's a nice, quaint theater. More information coming up in another couple weeks. But get ready. It's going to be in March. And gosh, come in from any city you want, but it's going to be in Salt Lake City. We're going to have open lines for the rest of this hour. Sonia Grace joins me next hour as we talk a little bit about spirituality. Let's go to Corey in Buda, Texas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Hope you are, too.
I was wanting to comment about the loud, mysterious booms.
Yeah. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I've heard about, you know, the Walmart's closing and FEMA preparing for possible natural disaster. And I was reading that mysterious booms and rumblings can be the result of a tearing and stretching earth, and that loud booms are created by the air above the areas.
You could be right. You could be very right about that.
Maybe a fault line is going to open up or
something. Something like that. Do you think could it be a prelude to a massive earthquake?
I hope not, but I'm just thinking it could have something to do with the earth tearing and cracking and maybe opening up.
It's moving, and people are feeling this all around the planet. That's what's so bizarre. Wouldn't it be horrible if this planet just split up into little pieces? It's happened to other planets before. Sean's in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hi.
Hey there.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I sure can. Loud and clear.
All right. The reason why I'm calling is I've seen some stories that have just started to crop up on the internet in less than 8 hours ago, and I can't find any confirmation of them on any mainstream media site.
What's the story?
That 2 days ago, a team of 2,200 men from the U.S. Marine Corps Expeditionary Force and V-22 Ospreys landed on CIA headquarters lawn in Langley, Virginia, and stormed a building.
God, I can't believe that's happening, Sean. I got to believe that's a fake news story.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but I'm finding it on more than one website, just nothing from like NBC or CNN or anything.
No, if it was happening, CNN would have a helicopter and a camera, and NBC would be there, CBS would be there. I just can't believe it's happening.
Well, I'm just wondering if anybody had heard anything.
Yeah, that'll be to see if anybody checks in with us on that, Sean. But sounds to me like one of those fake news stories. And this is indicative of fake news, because you take that little possibility of something that could happen, as weird as it is, 2,000 Marines storming the CIA headquarters. But there is that little doubt in our minds, right, that maybe this could happen. Maybe. But the fact that it's on three other websites doesn't mean anything. I'm following a story right now. As you know, David Cassidy, formerly of the Partridge family, is in critical condition. His kidneys have shut down and his liver is going. And there are websites out there that have already killed him. And he's in bad shape, folks. He's in very critical condition. Say a prayer for him. But these websites already have him gone. CNN still has him in critical condition. So you got to be careful what's out there. Text and tweets, I think we'll take one. What do you have, Tom?
Let's take a text from Janelle in Ann Arbor, Michigan. With Thanksgiving.
You've been to Ann Arbor with me.
No.
Yes, you have.
When?
When we did a show out of General Motors headquarters, I took you to Ann Arbor to meet my niece, Allie. In Ann Arbor. Yep, we were there.
I mean, from the where OnStar was.
Yeah.
That was Detroit.
Ann Arbor is a long suburb from Detroit, basically.
You know what I remember from that trip? When we got there, there was steam coming up from the manholes.
Well, that's just a temperature thing.
Weird. Doesn't happen here.
Yep. So what do you have for me?
So she says, with Thanksgiving just around the corner, I want to know, what and who are you most thankful for?
I'm thankful for our audience. I'm thankful for my family, my mother, who's still alive at 88. And
yeah, she's awesome.
Still going strong. One of my sisters is still alive, of course. She's doing well. I'm thankful for our people being happy. I'm thankful for this wonderful country that we will continue to do what we're doing to keep it as good as we can. But on a programming note, Tom, I'm thankful for my staff, all you folks, you, Dan, Lisa, Stephanie, Lex, Sean, Greg Bishop, all you people who just contribute to what we do, Gina, Donna, you guys have been with me. We're going to start 16
Nathan.
Years.
Oh, my gosh.
2003. 16 years.
Well,
truly
we are thankful for you, too.
Yeah.
So you don't just feel left out.
Just doing my thing for you folks. But that's what I'm thankful for.
You're a blessed person, George.
You got to keep healthy. You know, I get some emails, by the way. You know, we have Doc Wallach on once a month and Ben Fuchs, who you need to schedule, by the way. And I get a couple, you know, for every 20 great emails I get about them, I get two lousy ones. for people who just don't like little health shows. But I got one email in earlier this last week. And this email, I got to tell you, it just made everything we do perfect for what we do. Because came from a lady who had been in lousy health until she started listening to these shows. And she started a regimen and changed her diet and went on supplements. Mm-hmm. And she's a new person. And I just liked that email. It just, to me, it made it sound like everything we do for that one person is worth it.
Yeah, it makes you feel like it's worth it.
Yep.
Like you, there's someone here in our building who I turned on to some products, who they gave some to their mother, they took some, and it just changes people.
I gave some supplements to a valet guy in Los Angeles who could barely walk. His knees were so sore. And in 2 weeks, the guy is thanking me profusely because he says he's pain-free.
Isn't that great?
You know, those are great stories.
Yeah, they are,
so,
really.
Adding to the mix of your question, I'm thankful that we can help people because that's what it's all about.
That's why I got into radio, really, and
thank you,
it
sir.
Is thankful.
And tell us a little bit about Sonya Grace coming up next hour.
Sonya is a spirit traveler.
I keep calling her Sonya Grace.
I know you do. And we're going to talk about her latest work, and she's got some things. She said she's going to surprise me, so she's going to send me some info
pretty
soon. All right,
we'll see you soon. Let's go to Mark in Fort Wayne, Indiana, east of the Rockies. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
Nice. Great, Mark. Thank you.
I haven't talked to the show since Art Bell way back in the 90s.
Wow, long time.
Well, you hit on precognitivity tonight, and I just had to try and jump in here. I'll try and be as brief as possible. I'm 64 years old. I started reading books on Edgar Cayce, Charles Burritt's astrophysics way back in the 7th and 8th grade.
I love it.
Way back with all these topics and these subjects. I've always been relatively skeptical, to be honest with you. I'm pretty much for realists. I've got 2 million miles coast to coast in a tractor trailer. I've never spotted a UFO, and I've looked and looked and looked. So I'll try and be brief as possible here.
That's okay.
Pretty much of a skeptic. Back in 1972, November the 19th, as a matter of fact, we had a birthday party for a friend of mine that was in from the Marine Corps. So at midnight, which was a very dumb decision, we decided we wanted to go up the lake and build a bonfire. Most everybody was inebriated. I, on the other hand, was not. So at any rate, I thought it was a bad idea, but I went along with it. So to make it as short as possible, we had 3 vehicles. 2 beat us up there. On the way back, I recognized my friend's van. I said, that's them. They've already been up and turned around. Let's turn around. So we caught him at a little truck stop. My brother was riding with him because I was riding with another friend, had a little MG, then a radio in it. So I should have been with my friend. So anyway, I caught him going in the door of this little truck stop. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to get a cheeseburger. And he had his keys right there in his hand. I want everybody to listen that has anybody that they know that drinks. And I could have grabbed him. I didn't. I let him go. I went back to the vehicle. And we proceeded to leave because my friend had to get back to town.
Okay.
On the way back, I kept having these thoughts in my head, these headlines, 5 distinct words. 2 killed in car crash.
Oh, no. Oh,
that
no.
3 or 4 times. And I kept thinking, that's going to be my friend and I, or it's just bull, you know, yada, yada, yada. So we get back. He drops me off. It's very cold. I'm waiting on them. They did not return. So I got concerned. I heard the phone ring inside. I walked around the back. My friend's father was walking out of the back, and I said, what's the matter? Do they have a flat tire or what? He said, no, they just got killed. I'm going to call my mother. So the next morning in the paper, the headline was 2 killed in car crash.
Unbelievable.
And it was them. And ever since then, it's always brought chills me when I think about it. I don't understand it. I didn't understand the connectivity with Cayce and the way he was doing things and how that was possible. But all I can tell you is that happened. I experienced it. It was there. The words were 5 distinct words. I can't explain it. I have one more brief story, if I may. Right after that, about 4 or 5 months, my uncle had been involved in an accident on a dirt bike and had injured his left arm.
Okay.
They were on the way to a beach in South Carolina to go swimming, him, his wife, and my two cousins. On the way down, a vehicle passed them that was pulling a stock car, and they had two twin boys in the back, a man, a wife, and two boys. They were pulling this car to go to a race, and they didn't think much about it. The twins waved when they went on by, and they went on past them way on down the road, and were out of sight. Well, in a few minutes, my uncle pulled up on them. They had been in an accident. So it was fatal. He tried to help the two twins. He could not. He was unsuccessful. They were unsuccessful in saving him. So they went on down to the beach. My nephew had gone in. A current had pulled him, started pulling him out. My uncle tried to save him with one arm. He was unsuccessful and drowned. So when they got back, all was said and done, they all went to the funeral home to see my uncle. They walked in the wrong room, and the two twins that he had tried to save were in that room.
Oh.
So that's all I had for you. But
you're no longer a skeptic, are you?
You know, that's a very debatable question, George. I believe a lot of things, or Einstein said if the human mind can conceive it, it could probably happen there.
Yep.
So I'm open.
All right, Mark, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to all of you Thursday, I'm sure. Let's go to Steve, truck driving in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Stephen. Go ahead.
How you doing, George? And thank you for your program. It keeps me awake at night.
Thank you. Thank you for being one of our great listeners.
Well, I listen all the time, believe me. Hey, I want to comment that I also heard about the Marine Storm and the CIA complex, and that was like a day and a half ago. It's just something I heard over the internet coming on my phone, and I don't know how true it is, but I also heard it.
It's I've got to guess that it's an orchestrated fake news story, Steve, that you can put on the web, you can leak it somewhere, and it grows. You know, who knows? It might go onto Facebook, and it starts getting shared and people like that. I just know, being in the news business for many years, that if something like that had happened, Marines storming the Pentagon, it would be on the networks or on cable. They would not hold back by any means. Let's go to Oliver in Richmond, California. Oliver, let's squeeze you in here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you know what would be sad?
What would be sad?
If thoughts were shattered. Because just an hour ago, I was thinking, let me turn on the radio. Let me turn it on coast to coast. And here I am talking to you guys, right?
Yep.
See, that's what thoughts and dreams are. If we think something, we can manifest it.
You sure can.
There's energy there that we can manifest.
I truly believe, Oliver, that if people concentrate hard enough, they can manifest just about anything they want. Just about anything. First time caller, Chris in Minnesota. Chris, can you get this in about a minute or so? Go ahead.
Okay. I was on hold for so long, I think I forgot my question. No, I'm just kidding. it's about a previous programs or whatever. Do you or think that the CIA or government officials or whatever have the ability for mind control? They're putting it like in our foods and stuff that we drink, and could we be activated at any time to be like, you know, like maybe not like some kind of superhero, but have, you know, like certain knowledge that we never had before because we've been activated? Could that actually be possible?
I think they're working on it. I think they've experimented with it. They experimented with LSD back in the 60s. They sprayed biologicals over a couple cities, including St. Louis, to test people. So it's very, very conceivable that they could and would do something like that. I can't rule that out. As far-fetched as it may seem, I can't rule it out.
Well, anything is possible in this day and age.
Exactly. You got that right, Chris. We're going to come back in a moment as we continue with Coast to Coast. Sonia Grace is going to be with us, and we'll take phone calls with her in the latter half of the hour. So your calls will still be coming right here on Coast to Coast AM. And don't forget to send me an email at george@coasttocoastam.com.